For the weekend of the Yankees Heroes of Baseball game, and I'm pleased to be talking here with Joe Pepitone. Joe, I want to thank you for your time.
Oh, nice. Nice talking to
right.
you.
Could you briefly tell us where you were raised and how you first got exposed to baseball?
Oh, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, 1940 I was born and born and raised in Brooklyn and raised up in a family of Yankee fans and started playing ball when I was about, picked up a baseball bat when I was about 14 years old.
Okay.
Before that, I played a lot of stickball in the streets of Brooklyn,
okay.
which every kid did then, and I loved the game of stickball, and I think that was one of the things that got me really into the big leagues, because the wrist action and hitting the way you hit a stickball. I first picked up a baseball bat when I was 14. I played on my brother's team, and the first game I played, I hit 3 home runs at a high school field, and there was a scout in the stands. I was 14 years old. And he approached my father, who was at the game also with me, and we just talked. And I was a kid; I didn't know anything between a scout and what a major league club. And he said he would like to look at me for the next couple of years. So he just kept following me around. And before I knew it, he became like somewhat of an agent of mine.
He was in the Yankee organization.
Yeah. No, he was a bird dog for one of the Yankee scouts.
Oh, you'd like to mention his name?
His name was John Lampitelli.
Okay.
And the Yankee scout at the time was Frank Nolso.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing you know, there was like 13 major league clubs by the time I was 16 after me. And when I got out of high school, we had 13 clubs bidding and all that. And it came down to Dodgers and the Yankees. And Dodgers had a higher bid when I went with the
Yankees.
This
was before the draft, so
19,
the highest bidder, right?
19, it was 1958.
Right.
So it was really,
so you chose,
it was quick, and then I chose the Yankees, and I made it to the big leagues in 3 years, so
3 years.
It was good.
What kind of minor league career did you have?
I played, at that time when we played the minor leagues, it was D all the way up.
Right, right.
And now I went from C ball to A ball to double A into the majors.
Okay, in 3 years.
3 years.
And your position that you played? I know
I played first base. Yeah. I played the outfield in the minor leagues, and when I came up, they made me first baseman behind Muscaro. And then the year after I was up, I had the first base job.
Okay. You remember, of course, when you were first notified, the day you were notified you were going to the big leagues?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what was that about?
Well, I was in double A ball. I had a triple A contract the following year. I was invited to spring training with the Yankees, and I had a triple A contract. And I went down and I played in 14 ball games. I hit 9 home runs. And that made me, I made the club that year.
Attention, right.
Yeah, that caught some attention. And
you went north with the
North Rock called me in the office, and it was all set up too. It was funny. He was cutting everybody at the time last week at spring training, cutting a lot of people, and I was like the last one there. And then Pete Chee, who was the clubhouse guy at the time, which just recently passed away. And clubhouse guy says, "Hey Joe," he says, "sorry, kid." He says, "Ralph wants to see you over." Ralph Helm was our manager. I said, "Oh, shit, Nellie Galloway."
Figured you being a
couple of guys that I ain't with at Pappy next year, but they all knew, you know.
Oh, they did know.
They all knew it was a thing. So I walked in, I says, I knocked on the door, and I said, "Who is it?" I says, "Pepitone." So I opened the door, Ralph says, I said, "Gee, Ralph, you want to talk to me?" He said, "Who the hell wants to talk to you?" He says, pack your gear, you're going north with us. I said, "Oh, man." I came out screaming, all the guys were jumping. I still get chills thinking about it. All the guys started congratulating me because we had a lot of fun. Man.
Who were some of the guys on the team at that time?
Oh, well, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Ellie Howard, Yogi Berra, Tommy Trish, Cleve Boyer, Tony Kubek, Bobby Richardson.
You're talking about some real stars.
And some
stars. How'd they treat you? I mean,
they were great. I was like a
good guys.
I was like a renegade on a club. I was new. I brought a new type of thing to the ball club. I bought a hair dryer. I was the first one.
I remember
a hair dryer at the clubhouse. And I got shoulder bags. I had black neighborhood suits, and they never seen anything like no cuffs in my pants.
Not the Yankee.
Pointy flyweight shoes, and
not the Yankee.
Traditional
Yankee.
Long hair,
right, yeah.
Sideburns. And,
right, right.
And they all made fun of it, but they liked me, and we kept it loose, and it was it.
What was your first game like? First at bat?
No, my first game was unreal. My first game, my first start, I hit into 2 double plays, and I missed a pop-up to me and hit me in the side of the head. Threw the guy out of second, so I was 0-for-4 that game, and nothing could happen any worse than that, so everything else was good after that.
Okay. We'll talk about just a few more minutes. If you look back on your career, would any one particular game stand out?
Well, there was a lot of things. Just the first game, I guess, in the major leagues, just getting up to bat for the first time was a thrill. Wearing the Yankee pinstripes. And also, I played the first 3 years. We won a championship, and I played in three World Series. So mm-hmm. I had two home runs my rookie year. I had two home runs in one inning, which set a record.
Uh-huh.
And then the 64 All-Star game. For 64, I made the All-Star game my first 3 years, the All-Star team. And then in 64, I played the World Series. I had a grand slam in the World Series, which is the 10th person to ever do it. So they were big thrills.
That's saying a lot. Which of the hitters that you saw impressed you the most in your career?
Excuse me?
Which of the hitters that you saw during your career?
Well, I admire hitters like Mantle, Kaline, Williams. Uh-huh. Williams I saw at the end of his career when I was sitting in the stands, but I would have to say Kaline and Mantle were my choices.
Which two or three pitchers were the toughest on you?
Well, it was Octavio One. I didn't mind too many big pitchers. I loved to have hit. I think the toughest was Smokey Lyle on me.
Uh-huh.
He was tough left-handed.
Okay. Looking back on your career, if you had to do anything regarding your career over again, would you do anything?
I don't think I'd change anything. I just try to use a little bit more sense. I just get to sleep a little bit earlier, but I still enjoy my life.
Joe, I want to thank you for the time you gave us. Really appreciate it.
Right on.